ready?
All right, welcome back to the Eat It Like a Podcast. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but all kinds of other stuff you can find 24 hours a day at eatitandlikeit.com. We're talking Thai food this time out with my gal pal, Monica Jacobs. How are you?
I'm good, Jesse. How are you?
Can you hear me? I'm good. Monica and I have been friends for a few years now. She lives over in Hilton Head Island. She's always eating here, there, and everywhere with her husband. And she came across a discovery of Thai food that I thought, you know what? We need to hear about this. I want to hear some more. I saw your pictures on social media, and I thought, okay, let's talk about this. So I asked you to come on to the podcast with me. Let's give some people a little bit of background about you. You last joined me a while ago, so it's worth a refresher. You've been on the island, what, 7 years, you told me?
Exactly. Yeah, 7.5 years. Hard to believe.
7.5 years, and you are semi-retired, correct?
No. No way.
You're not?
Always hustling. No.
Aren't we all? I know how that goes.
Always hustling, Jesse.
I thought you were semi-retired.
No, I wish. I mean, well, it might look like that.
It might look like that because you created this Instagram handle, Sandwich Maven.
Yeah.
And it's got you chasing not only sandwiches, but all kinds of good food here, there, and everywhere. We'll talk about that in a second. I wanted to get straight to the food first. From what I understand from your Facebook post, your husband found this, Andy found this on TikTok?
He did. He found it on TikTok. Apparently, we're late to the party. They were in Bluffton, which I had no idea, hadn't really paid attention. And He found it just scrolling. I didn't really dive into it. And he's been bugging me to eat there for a week or so. Wanted to go on Mother's Day. And I was just like, I'm not in the mood for Thai food. You got to be in the mood for it.
Yes.
So yesterday was rainy and dreary on Hilton Head, and it was a little chilly, and I'm like, all right, let's go.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. I was over there briefly yesterday, and I was like, whoop, I needed a little bit of a jacket. That wind was ripping. So we have on the island, I want to run through them first before we get to your experience. We have, I think, the most popular or the longest standing is Ruan. Is that fair?
Yes. And I haven't been there.
You haven't been there in a minute, if ever. I've never been there.
Never. I don't think that. I think that's the one that I haven't been to.
It's in the old Popeyes.
Correct. I went to the Popeyes during COVID.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Oh, wow. I've had people tell me, oh, you should go. It's great. And I've had other people tell me, don't bother. But I came across last year, I think for the first time, Relish down on the South End, which I very much enjoyed. I've been twice.
I remember when you went there. Yeah. I had breakfast there many years ago when we first moved here. I can't remember if it was Thai food back then. I don't think it was.
No, it changed over. It was something else, but it has since become a Relish Thai, and it's family owned. You talk about mom and pop. I think it's mom and mom who are doing thing there at
Relish. I'll have to try that.
Yeah, that's a good experience. But this one is Thai Smile, and tell us where it is for those who don't know exactly.
So it's on the South End. It's near Publix and Sea Pines, Bodie's Chop House in that little area.
Gotcha. Starbucks. Is Starbucks still there?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Okay. So you get over there and, you know, we don't need to do like I always say, we're not going to sit here and attempt to sit on our thrones and talk about this New York Times-esque experience. But what did you guys order? Looked like a lot of food.
I think four people could have eaten that, and we stuffed our faces. So we had pad thai, and we had drunken noodles, because I had read a couple of reviews when I was headed down there, and everybody was talking about the drunken noodles. And then we had the mango sticky rice for dessert with a Thai tea. You have to have Thai tea.
I like Thai tea. It was very yum.
So good. I might say it's probably some of the best I've had. It tasted like the brown sugar boba tea, which I love.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. So of those dishes that you had, which did they all, were they all great? Did any jump out at you?
They were all great. They were all great. They hit the nail on the head with the flavor, the spice. I probably would go a little milder next time. I said medium across the board, and it was, their medium is spicy. It's hot.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
I do too, because I love flavor and I love heat. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Then, yeah. I can only imagine what hot was. So what was your favorite? So what was your favorite dish?
Honestly, I thought it was going to be the pad thai because I'm a huge fan, but it was the drunken noodles. They were great.
Protein?
They were great. We had chicken on the drunken noodles and tofu on the pad thai. If tofu is on a menu, I'm going to order it. I love tofu.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is that?
It's something we're not going to make at home ever. We just look at it and don't know what to do with it. So when it's on the menu, I'm going to eat it. I love it. Yeah, it's good protein.
That's kind of how I am with all Asian food. I don't make it.
Neither do we.
No, yeah. It's too hard. You need A skill. You need B, the right tools, especially the heat. I've talked to many chefs. Hey, man, what's the thing? And they all say you got to have intense heat to do what it is that they do. But
we don't make it at home either. I got to say, though, one of my daughters makes a killer fried rice.
Really?
Yeah, she's pretty darn good at it.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. I'll look for the invite next time she's in town. Speaking of which, what would you say, and I know you, so you can be as honest as you like. Give us your honest assessment of Asian food in the area.
Oh. Oh.
Wasn't that a Betty Davis? Oh.
Sorry. I got to say, after almost 30 years of living in Atlanta, it's probably the one thing that we really miss here. We have, we miss Chinese food. We love Chinese food. And I just.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I am a fan, more so here than there, of Etang. I know you're kind of with them.
Yeah. We've given it a few times, chances over here. And, you know, I'd probably go there again, but it's just, it's missing something. I need to see a menu with chow fun on it. Do you know what chow fun is?
Yes.
It's my favorite.
It's not on there? I've never noticed.
No, it's very hard to find. It was on a menu at a place in Bluffton. Don't ask me the name because I can't remember it. So we would drive out there and bring it home to go. And this was years ago when we first moved here. And it was pretty darn good. And they got zapped by the health inspector.
Hmm.
So that was the end of that.
Sometimes that's the best food, though.
I know. Once you read it, you can't go backwards.
Yeah, I'd like to know how many places along Buford Highway in Atlanta have been zapped by the health department.
I am sure, and I've probably eaten in all of them. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, there was one I went to last year. I couldn't tell you the name with a gun to my head.
In Atlanta?
Yeah, they were nominated. They were nominated for a beard award, and it wasn't fancy. Everybody.
I wonder which one it was.
I'll look it up.
I don't know if we've talked about this before, but my favorite in Atlanta is Canton Cooks. Have we ever talked
Never
about
been
that?
There. We haven't talked about that.
Jesse, you got to go.
No. This was a noodle place. They had other stuff, but this was a noodle place. And we went on a Sunday and they opened at noon. We walked in about 10 after because we were driving back to Savannah immediately after. So we got there early. And no joke, by about 12:30, 12:40, this restaurant of close to maybe 100 seats was full.
That's awesome.
It filled up like boom.
Yeah.
And then they had a window with the guys pulling the noodles in the back. It was cool.
Wow. You'll have to, when you remember what it is, let me know.
Yeah, I can look it up real quick, but I don't want dead air here.
I felt good last night when I walked out of Thai Smiles. It opens at 4:30, which, you know me, I love a good dinner. And it was, people were in there. They were sitting at the bar. They were at the tables. We were not the first table. So,
That's also a Hilton Head thing.
Well,
one time, the story I like to tell, I was at Hudson's in the kitchen getting some video with the guys at Hudson's. And I walked in about 4:45. I didn't eat a lot. I was going to be in there 5-10 minutes.
Right.
And I stuck my head out of the kitchen about 5 minutes after five. And I saw like 20 people. And I came back into the kitchen and I mentioned to one of the guys, man, there's a lot of people out there. He said, oh, in 10 minutes, the whole restaurant will be full. I go, are you serious? He goes, yeah. I left about 5:20 and Hudson's dining room was probably 75% full at 20 after five.
I believe it. The problem with Leonard at Hudson's in the summer is you don't get sunset. So you have to go a little later to get that sunset.
Yeah. Well, the problem, I don't want this to sound negative, but the problem with Hudson's in the summer is a lot of things. The weight, the heat, the all of it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, for those of us who are fortunate enough to go there year round, you know, I typically avoid it when it's 192 degrees and my face is melting off.
Well, sure. And we avoid everything in season. So.
Yes.
Which was another reason I was a little skeptical going down to the South End last night. I'm like, oh, but
why?
It was fun. It's not quite. Well, we don't go to the South End during season. We don't cross Palmetto Dunes. That's it. That's all, as far as we go.
Yeah. You sound like an Islander, and much less go around the circle down Pope Avenue, right?
Right. Forget it. No way.
Well, you and I are going to go when they open this summer to Capri Pizza HHI. That's all the way down by Calliope.
Yeah. I can't wait. Are they opening soon?
I don't know. Some point this summer. Okay. I spoke to them a couple of weeks ago and it's moving, but it'll be at some point this summer.
Okay.
I thought, and I'm going to start sharing this. I thought that it was going to be Chicago style pizza, and it's not. It's apparently going to be more Sicilian, they told me after the fact, but Chicago style, but not deep dish, like, you know,
Luma. It's probably Chicago style tavern pizza. Is it tavern pie?
That's my guess. It's not going to be, you know, what people know, like Pizzeria Uno type Chicago style pizza.
Right.
It's not going to be that I know of. That's what he told me. Hey, you got that wrong. I'm like, hey, sorry, man, you said Chicago. That's the only Chicago I know, so. Anywho, let's go back to Thai Smile real quick. Anything you did not like?
No, we really liked it. We would go back. We always judge something. We always think, will our kids like it? And our kids love Thai food. So we're like, oh, definitely come back. And also, I think it'd be a good place to take it out. You know, I'm very skeptical on this island with takeout food because it's so much seafood. And that I will not bring home. But I definitely could see that would be a good bring home.
Yeah. Asian food travels well.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
And so Asian and pizza are the only things essentially I'll take out. Because even burgers, you get them home, the fries are soggy, they're steamy, the bread, it's just not the same experience.
Yeah, I don't think anything's the same at home. It can't be.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. My wife is all about takeout. I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
Not going to do it.
Nope. It's hard. Yeah.
Asian or pizza. That's about it off the top of my head. Yeah. I won't do it.
I would agree with you on that.
I'm sorry?
I said I would agree with you on that.
Yeah. Price is good. Everything was in order.
Yeah, it was. And I got to say, the service was fantastic.
Good.
It was great.
Good.
And the atmosphere is great. It's not too big. I don't like these big, giant restaurants. It's small. It was small. It was cute. The bar was cute. You know, I felt good. I had no idea when you pull into the drive, you know, into the parking spots, it feels fancier than it is. It just looks a little fancy.
Right.
But it was a great atmosphere.
Okay.
I think you would love it. We'll have to go there.
Did they have the little cat on the thing going like that?
I don't remember.
You see that in every Asian restaurant. This is so stereotypical.
I'm going to get food.
But it has the little cat that goes like that.
I know what you're talking about. I don't remember.
You know, everybody knows what I'm talking about. I'm just being stupid.
That's okay.
Because I'm good at it. Okay, so let's go with 5-star. I don't do this myself. I'm just teasing you. But we're going to go with 5 stars. You can give partial stars too. How many would you give it?
I would give it a solid 4, 4.5.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
It was good.
Very good. Very good. And they used to be
I didn't go back to watch the TikTok. When I have time, I need to do that because now I've got to see where the other four are because it's in the top 5 Thai restaurants in the state of South Carolina. So,
okay. According to who? The TikToker?
Yeah. According to the influencer. But now I need to go back and watch it.
That means that that influencer has been to every other one.
Right. I would think so. Right.
To say that, you got to have been.
Yeah. You have to have been to some lousy ones, too.
Yeah. You always got to be prepared to eat the terrible meal if you're searching for that magical one.
Yes,
that is
one
of my favorite, one of the few Anthony Bourdain quotes I share, but it's so true. I've eaten some garbage food out there in search of good. It's like, oh.
Same, brutality. Jesse, same.
Yeah, of course.
But
of
I have to tell you, as I'm getting older, I'm tired of eating bad food.
Yeah, but you don't know.
You're right.
You don't know.
You don't.
You just don't know. You get someone, you know, it's happened me to you and you to me and other friends say, hey, you got to go try this place. And you get excited and you leave there going, I'm not feeling it. I get to the point. I have a very small circle of people that I trust to run out. If someone says, like, if you tell me run out there, the sushi place you were talking about in Bluffton a couple of months ago, you tell me to run out. Next time I'm in the area, I'm going to go, okay, we need to go here. I went to Death by Pizza in Florida, your recommendation, because I was in the neighborhood last month. But no, not everybody who texts me, run, don't walk. Do I actually run, don't walk? Because too many times I used to run and end up like, dude, man, what was this guy thinking? This sucks.
I know. And I love that. This morning I was thinking, because after your experience last week in St. Augustine with the Sunday recommendation, I was thinking, how aligned are we, Jesse? Are we going, I'm thinking we're like 98, 99% aligned, you and I.
I don't know. We'd have to eat a lot more because we've each had experiences that the others about, and that's human nature. So
yeah, of course.
Yeah, if we agreed on everything, I'd be like, okay, why is this? So, but
we don't want to agree on everything.
No, we agree on more than we don't. So
right.
That's
right.
Good.
All right,
Monica Jacobs is the sandwich maven. Spell it out for us. Sandwich, one singular, maven, right? M-A-V-E-N?
With a V at the front. The sandwich maven.
The sandwich maven. And you're on IG and TikTok.
I am. Just dabbling on TikTok, but IG.
Hey, aren't we all? Aren't we all?
Just trying to stay in the know, Jesse.
Yeah. Thai Smile is a spot down on the South End. Good Thai eats on the island. If you are so inclined and looking for something different this summer during your vacation, according to Monica, you will eat it and like it. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Thanks, Jesse.
I'll see you soon. I'll text you the name of that place in Atlanta. Have a great one, everybody. We'll see you next time. They Eat It Like a Podcast.